Welcome to Mornings with Pat and Amy. This is Monday, May 18th, 2020, the day of this show anyway. On today's show, who are eyebrows for? We're going to continue that argument. Samuel Jackson is no longer the most vulgar celebrity, if you can believe that. Did you see the flyover and the new diet bet regrettably begins? Because apparently we're going to hate ourselves for the next 4 weeks. But first, let's get caught up on the news that we kind of saw over the weekend with Amy. Amy, good morning. How are you? How was your weekend?
Good morning. It was busy.
Yeah. Good.
Yes.
Good. And apparently festive, too.
It was. It was my friend Taylor's birthday, and we played virtual flip cup.
Ah, that's excellent. That's,
yes.
Who won? Does anybody actually lose at that game? I say no. No one really loses.
Yeah, no one lost, but I felt like a loser the next morning.
Ah, good. It was that good. What did we drink? What did we drink? Tell the audience, please.
I was pretty basic because it was in my fridge. I had White Claws.
Oh, you live the White Claw life. Good. What flavor?
You know what's funny is that actually those were left over from someone else. I didn't actually go out to purchase them.
That's okay. That's good, though. That's you didn't have to spend a dime. You just got to drink. I mean, it was a choice.
Oh, but then we went out to get more because then we were out. But initially it started. Wow. They weren't mine.
I mean.
A mango. I liked it. It was mango.
All right. I mean, they can be. I understand. Claws are tasty. They're a little ridiculous, but they're tasty. All right, anyway, what's going on in the news?
Well, Buffalo Bills star defensive tackle Ed Oliver was arrested for DWI and carrying an illegal weapon in his hometown of Houston Saturday night. Police say a person called police after Oliver was seen driving dangerously in a construction zone. He had an open beer can between his legs.
Good.
The Bills are aware and have no further comment, of course. He will likely be suspended to start the season.
He was
probably.
He's a big deal. Literally, in fact, he's a large, large human being. He's also a very important player to the Bills. Very important player to the Bills. So this is bad. You know, it's interesting. A lot of NFL guys get busted and they have illegal weapons. And the reason is because they just legitimately do not feel safe because they have millions of dollars and people will try to extort them or, you know, do all sorts. So they always end up with these guns. And it sucks because then they get arrested for being morons and drinking and driving. And then they find that. And they're not like gun lords. They're not trading guns. They feel like they have to have something. So instead of going the legal route because they have millions of dollars, they just get one. And I wish that they'd smarten up on that and realize if you want a gun, I mean, it's Texas. I'm pretty sure you can just go into a store and say, I want a gun. And they give you one a few days later. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple process. I don't think you need to. But nevertheless, Ed, you're a dummy. Please don't do that again.
Governor Cuomo announced that hair salons and barbershops will be able to open in phase two of the tiered reopening process. That could happen in 2 weeks if all goes well for every region that's opened.
My wife cut my hair this weekend. How's it look? You're looking at me. How's it look?
It looked better after you floofed it down.
Oh yeah, I haven't made an effort today. She just cut the hair. I like to make it look like I don't care because that's what some people like. That's the type of person I like to attract. No, she did a good job. We actually got shears. Like, you know, we ordered them off Amazon. So now my house is going to get probably because no one can find them in stores right now. But yeah, no, she did an all right job, man. I got to give her credit. And we got hair all over the kitchen, which was great. So,
nice.
Yeah. I can't wait for my barber to be open just so I can visit him. Just so not because my wife's bad. She's very good.
So a judge rejected the request of Pharma Bro Martin Shkreli.
Yeah.
To be let out of prison early so he could research a coronavirus treatment. The judge said he failed to demonstrate extraordinary and compelling factors that would require his release.
He's the turd bucket who I believe it was a cancer treatment or something like that. It was diabetes. I think it was diabetes. He was the one jacking the prices so high so he can make profit. But there was no reason to do it. It was totally unethical. And he bragged about it. So he went to jail because he's a douchebag. And now this douchebag is trying to actually say, well, I could find a virus. What a effing turd.
A
vaccine, whatever, for coronavirus. And there's nothing to prove that he could do that. And apparently even the parole board was like, what a self-aggrandizing jerk he is to think he's going to come out and solve the problem. There's already like 100 different vaccines being developed as we speak by all sorts of places that don't jack the, well, they probably jack the prices, but they don't do what he did. So screw you, Scarelli. Jerk.
Facebook now has avatars. They can be used as your profile pic and as stickers in Facebook stories, comments, and more. What's wrong with Bitmojis? Isn't that enough?
I don't know. Apparently not. Which you can now do with these, right? Or something. I just love how everybody on Facebook made theirs, and they all had the same post. It was something like, I'm a slave to trends, and a picture of their thing. Or, okay, I did it. Right, like, don't be, if you like it, don't be ashamed of it. Just post the damn thing. Don't be ashamed that you did it. Don't sit there and be like, well, I'm above this, but no, you're not above it because you just did it. So, meh, your stupid avatar. Or you could have a picture. Or you could have a picture. Or you could have a picture.
I would just do a picture.
Just do a picture.
Just do a picture.
Last week we got into it about eyebrows. Somehow we got into it during the good news. Where, to summarize, I made a point that it is my opinion, it's a factual statement, that guys could give a damn about women's eyebrows. Unless they are a unibrow or something so outrageous that they look seriously, literally ridiculous. Like it's like they're a clown. I don't know. Unless it's something extreme, guys don't give a damn about anything you do with your eyebrows, to which you vehemently disagreed with me.
Well, see, what I disagreed with was where you went with that to say, well, why do women worry about their eyebrows? They're obviously doing it to, you know, they're doing it for men.
They're doing it to look good.
For themselves.
I mean, is that really what it's for? I mean,
yes.
Come on.
See, no, that's, okay. That's no. Right there. No. That's where no. I took offense.
Okay. Here's the thing. Because we didn't really get into this. we got into a little off. It was like off the air on Friday after the show. Here's the thing. Yes, I get that you want to look good for you. Okay, sure. If you did everything for you, then I think lots of people would do a lot of interesting things to themselves because it would be just for them. You do things to look good in public. You do things to look good to other people. I mean, that's why we dress the way. And I'm not saying you. I'm saying everybody does this. I'm saying I do it, you do it, and everybody out there does it. Whether it's putting on makeup, whether it's doing their eyebrows, whether it's doing facial treatments, getting a certain haircut, wearing certain clothes, whatever it is, if they make an effort to, quote, look good, sure, they feel, I feel good about myself because I look good. Because you look good to other people, especially the opposite sex, or the same sex if you're into that.
But they look good for themselves first.
No, they don't. There's
so
no
mansplain to me why I put makeup on at my house when I'm not going to see anybody.
I don't know. Why do you do that?
Because I like the way it looks. And I do it for me.
Or do you do it for your husband? Because he likes the
look. He's not home. He's sleeping.
Well, he will be home. He will wake up and he'll see you. What about people coming over? Like, what would you... I mean, I know it's quarantine, but like...
Well, that's exactly it, is that women are still doing their hair, doing their makeup when they are not leaving the house, when they are not talking to anybody, when they are not seeing anybody, when they are not having anybody over, when they are not going anywhere. They have a mask over half of their face if they're going out in public. It's for yourself.
And I'm almost more worried if it's for yourself.
Why?
Because that means you hate the way you look so much, even in the privacy of your own home, that you're going to put a mask over it.
No.
Then why would you do it?
It makes you feel pretty. There's nothing wrong with that.
Like, okay, but okay. What? But why?
Oh my God! You know what? We need to have a call in. I need to release the Kraken on you. My girlfriend Lindsay would have so much to say about this topic.
I'm sure. I don't think, I want it to be very clear. if you put makeup on for other people, if you do your eyebrows for other people, if you do anything for other people, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's fine. People do it every day. You're trying to, everybody's trying to sell themselves. It's a vain world. It sucks, but it's true. Ultimately, the only reason that I want to lose weight, I'd like to tell you, is to look healthy. It's so I look better when I go out in public for jobs and such, because I don't want people to think, oh, there's a tubby guy. I don't want them to think that. I want them to think there's a guy with dad bod instead. That's my realistic goal here. But that's the only, that's the reason. Yes. And a side perk, more healthy, feel better about myself. But I just think the idea that people are like, well, I do it for me first. No, you don't. I just think that's a lie. I think that's what we tell ourselves to try to make ourselves sound better than we really are. We're all awful, all of us, myself included, and we all do it for everybody else first. And on the side, on the sidebar, it's like, well, but you know what? I'll be healthier. I'll feel better. My eyebrows will be good, and that's good, and fine. But that's not why we do it. We do it for everybody else.
Well, I think this is a slightly biased opinion for the pure fact that you don't like makeup anyway.
I don't.
So...
I don't. I don't. But that's me. But I understand.
Almost like,
what? Say it. Say
I don't
it.
Know.
Do it. Say
I
it.
I don't know. Say it. Say it. Say it. Opinions are like buttholes. Everyone has one. I don't want to see it. Thanks.
Yeah, but mine's really.
Stop.
Stop right there.
Stop,
no, you don't want to know. More? Okay. All
right. Right there.
That's for other people too. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh my God. Oh God. You would say that. Oi. Well, let's go back to the actual eyebrow.
Yes.
Conversation.
Sure.
I sent you the picture of myself with like a 4-year difference. That was a legit glow up. I looked like Gollum in the first one.
You did not look like
Gollum.
And in
the second one, I looked a lot better. And it's one of those things that eyebrows can change the shape of your face. And the overplucked eyebrows of the early 2000s was a travesty. And that is a direct quote from a girlfriend of mine, which I fully agree with. But, you know, having eyebrows that are done, it makes you look, I don't know, it like kind of completes your face without you having to do anything.
And okay. I'm not saying eyebrows don't change what your face does. I'm just pointing out that if you just left them alone, aside from, again, I understand mine. Like, I trim mine because they get bushy and they look stupid. I understand doing a little bit of maintenance. But when you start plucking them to death and making them little lines to the point where you barely have any, which you do not have, by the way. But when you're doing that early 2000s-y thing, and a lot of women do it, they do that microblading crap, and they end up with these thin little stupid things. It looks terrible.
No. You're missing what I'm saying. Most people are not over-plucking their eyebrows like the early 2000s.
Good.
But because we did then, we can now no longer grow back eyebrows, which is why microblading comes in, because it fills in gaps and makes it look like there's hair there when there's none to be found.
Well, because it looks like you have normal eyebrows.
Exactly.
Which is what, again, going back to my point, if you just left your eyebrows alone and just let them do what they normally naturally do, you wouldn't need microblading.
Late. It's too late. Where were you in 2000? Where were you in 1999? Let's not see. Standing in my bathroom and telling me, Amy, put the tweezers down. In 20 years from now, the fad is going to be bigger eyebrows. Put the tweezers down. That's not how
I would have
fads work.
I would
That's
have
not
it.
How
I would have told you.
What?
I would have told you to put the tweezers down.
God.
I promise you, I would have. And in the early 2000s, I mean, I was drunk in college. I mean, that's where I was. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know. She looked good. That was the extent of what I did. There was no thought process going into any of the rest of it. My God. But like, I don't know. I understand. Because when you showed me your picture from before, which did not look like friggin' Gollum. Okay, thank you very much. And you showed me the picture. You look like you have normal eyebrows versus you were plucking the hell out of your eyebrows before.
But the thing is, even 4 years ago, I was not plucking them like that. I'm telling you, it was a bad face.
Right.
Everyone was plucking
but
them.
But people are still doing, and that's my point, though, is people are still doing that, though. There's a ton, because you just look online to every celebrity who does their eyebrows and go out to any nightclub where there's 20-somes and you'll see these thin little stupid things. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing to your face? Stop doing that.
I think this doesn't make any sense. I don't know where you're going and I don't know who you're seeing, but this is not a thing right now.
Good. I'm glad. Because I've seen a lot of, because I see the Kardashians and how they have all this crap. I don't know, man.
Whoa. I don't love that. I have no love lost for the Kardashians, but they don't have crazy thin eyebrows. I don't know what.
I don't know, man. I'm just telling you. There's a lot. All I'm saying is there seems to be a lot. There's a lot, because I see it on TikTok too. A lot of attention that women's pays to their eyebrows. Okay. And I don't understand why there's so much attention.
Women have crazy, skinny, overplucked eyebrows.
I can't see them. I'm just telling you, I see a lot of attention paid to the eyebrows and plucking them and getting them a certain thing. And I don't get it. I think it's stupid. And guys don't care. We just don't care. We just want you to have normal, everyday eyebrows. And that's it. That's all we want.
If I hadn't told you that I had gotten microbladed, you never would have known.
I figured they're your normal, everyday eyebrows.
Right.
Typical. Average eyebrows. Nothing special about them. Nothing bad about them. You know why? Because they're friggin' eyebrows. Like they're just a piece of your face. Like you should have them and that's the end of it. That they should just be things above your eyes. They're expressive and they move and that's it. That should be the end of eyebrow. There should be nothing done to them except minor plucking to get rid of unibrow and minor shaving just in case they get bushy. And that is the end of what should happen to eyebrows. And yes, you absolutely make that for other people. You absolutely maintain those for other people so you don't have stupid looking eyebrows when you're out in public. She's exhausted.
I am. I'm tired.
I'm sorry. Your eyebrows look lovely, though. They look wonderful.
I'm going to come up and I'm going to boot that soapbox out from under you.
Okay, well, if you could, while you're doing that, if you could just wear a mask and socially distance, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, no. Because, nope. Mm-mm.
I took Rory to Green Lake State Park yesterday.
Okay.
Go for a walk, little nature trail. You know what I mean? Just do our thing. And he gets up along Green Lakes. It's around a giant lake. For those of you don't, and if you've never been to Green Lakes, my God, go to Green Lakes. It's to me the most beautiful spot in New York State.
We went a few days ago too.
Oh my God, I love that place. But they have these big like logs that separate the trail from the water, right? Like, and he wanted to balance beam on one of them. And I'm looking, and it's like, well, if you fall, you're going to go into hard rocks a few feet down and then into the water and really hurt yourself and then get all wet. So I turn around and say, Rory, don't do that. You can't balance beam there. You could fall in. Okay, Daddy. So he catches back up to me, and this woman's passing me. She's like a Karen in her 50s, I would describe her. And she, I can't even remember exactly what she said. She said something about how it's a balance, I know, but you know. You got it. You should. Basically, she was saying you should let him do whatever he wants to do. And like she's saying this to me as she's passing, and I'm like, okay. She's like, I don't mean to, but you know what I'm saying. I'm like, oh, I know. I don't care. Thanks.
Ooh.
Where was I failing at parenting there? He's balancing on a log. He probably wouldn't fall. But if he falls, he's going to really hurt himself. He's going to be soaked and I'm going to have to carry him back to the car and it's going to be a mess and and that's the end of our day. Halfway around the lake, a mile and a half in. So
it's funny that you say that because I may judge in my head something that I see that's going on. And if I'm, you know, with a friend or with my husband or whatever, I might turn to them and make a very quiet comment. Nothing that would be loud enough to hear. But the audacity that some people have to just comment on whatever, which leads me, you know, this kind of leads into, I was at Lowe's yesterday and a guy comes in to Lowe's not wearing a mask.
Good.
Like walks up to three employees, and asks them where something is. And I was appalled. And it was one of those moments where, you know, had I been a different kind of person, I would have said something to him, but didn't because I'm also like, well, I mean, it's not really my place.
Mm-hmm.
but like, that's what I mean. Like, that lady, it's not your place. You don't need
And I just, if you're going to pick a spot, why, what was I doing? What, where was I failing there? Like, what was I doing? What? Telling him not to screw around because he could fall under rocks and hurt himself? I mean, okay, I'm being overly controlling because I mean, it might be because she didn't realize he's five. He's very tall. And sometimes I think sometimes people think that he's more like 7 or 8.
Okay.
And I'd understand that, but he's five. Like, and holding the mask over his face as he's packing is the cutest damn thing. Because he's got this N95 mask and he looks like Bane. And he's got, he's like, Daddy, I don't want to walk on the thing. You know what I mean? It's so cute.
Wait, so you guys wore masks outside?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you're supposed to. They say you're supposed to. If you know you're going to be on a trail with a lot of people, which Green Lakes on Sunday packed. I mean, it was packed. Because you're not going to be able to be 6 feet away from everybody when you pass them. So they say you should wear a mask just in case. What if you had to sneeze or cough? Rory kept sneezing because he's a ginger and he gets exposed to sunlight and he's allergic. Not literally, but he does. He starts sneezing immediately because gingers are more sensitive to sun. So every so often he just and I'm like, good thing we have the mask because he just sneezes in the mask. But, you know, that he gets all the looks and they're like, your kid is grown. I'm like, no, he doesn't. I don't know. I don't have a problem with people speaking out to obvious, stupid, wrong things. I don't have a problem with that. I've been known to do that. If I was doing something real stupid, I wouldn't be on here bitching about it. I promise you. In fact, I'd probably be on here going, I did something stupid and someone called me out. I promise you I would be that guy. I promise you I am more than happy to admit to my faults. That's fine. But just when people just get nosy for no reason. Why? Like, there was just nothing there to criticize. And if you're such a good, where's your friggin' kids? Where's your grandkids, Miss I Know Everything? God.
Which leads me to the freaking, oh my God, the store today. I don't understand why the employees didn't say something. Like, why would they not be like, sir, you need to go and get a mask?
They don't want the confrontation, though, right?
It's like, sir, you're not supposed to be in here without a mask.
And they can do that. They can throw them out.
That's what I mean. Like, and the thing is, he didn't, like, and I, you know, because this is all you can see of my face, and I'm doing one of these.
Yeah, you only have, you have your mouth covered up, right? You, and your nose.
Yeah, and I'm, like, staring at this guy. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to say, like, you need a mask to be in here.
Yeah.
But I can't enforce, I mean, it's not my store. I can't enforce it.
No, but you'd like stores to enforce it, though, wouldn't you? I mean, and I know. I'm not saying
it's easy. If I gotta f***ing do it, everybody should have to do it. I don't like it. I hate it.
TV movie news, we begin with really sad news. Fred Willard starred in comedies like Best in Show, For Your Consideration, Anchorman, and This is Spinal Tap. He died Friday at the age of 86, dying of natural causes. He was a funny, funny dude.
Yes, he was.
Favorite movie of him? Favorite role? Do you have one or no?
I really liked him in Best in Show, but I liked him in Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, that's right. He was in
I thought he was really funny in that role.
He is one of those actors who I feel... He's not one of those actors where you say, oh, it's that guy from that thing. But he's not one of those actors you're like, oh, that's Brad Pitt. In terms of like recognizability. You probably
don't
know
his name.
Yeah, you might know his name. You'll definitely know his name if someone says it. You'll definitely know him the minute you see him. Mm-hmm. He was been in so many things. Beloved man. A great long life and a great long career. And he's going to be very, very missed. Fred Willard dying at the age of 86. Zack Snyder reportedly screened his cut of Justice League earlier this year. Now, for those of you who don't know, like Amy, Zack Snyder, it's true. Do you know the story?
Continue.
Zach,
I'm listening.
Zack, he started directing the movie, and then there was a bunch of personal problems that ended up happening, and he had to drop out. So he handed it off to Joss Whedon. Joss Whedon finished the movie. It wasn't great. People didn't love it. Whatever. And as a result, they've pretty much... This is why Ben Affleck isn't Batman anymore. This is why they're saying they're going out on without Henry Cavill and resetting the whole universe, right? Because the whole thing hasn't been great. Okay?
Why do you assume that I wouldn't know that?
Because you haven't even seen The Matrix or Star Wars.
I love the Marvel and DC movies. Love them.
Okay.
Love them.
So riddle me this. Did you know this story?
No. Okay. That is not the point. But you make it sound like I have, like, hey, I know my Marvel. I know my DC. Like,
I will. You know it so much you didn't know the story. So, please don't hit me through the camera.
I think today you may have a death wish, and I'm, you know, it's probably a good thing.
I'm sorry. But, okay, now listen, no, in all seriousness. So Zack never did his version of Justice League is the point. It never hit theaters.
Okay.
And allegedly, it's a lot different from what Joss did. So there's been all these rumors that he has what's called the Snyder Cut of Justice League and that he's finished it or almost finished it. And the rumors are maybe it'll come out, maybe it won't. Well, now we've learned that it's been screened, may have been screened as early as February of this year, and he's done with it. And that might mean it's going to be released. And if it does, the rumors are it would come out on HBO Max, the new service coming out here later this year, which might be good, might be bad, might bring Ben Affleck back as Batman, might not. Who knows? Who's to say? It might still suck. It might be great. A lot of people who've seen pieces of it say it looks amazing. So
I like Henry Cavill. Cavill.
Either way.
I like that guy.
He still wants to play Superman. He wants to do it. He doesn't want to be done with it. And Ben Affleck didn't really want to be done. It's just the movies did so poorly. And he was great. There was nothing wrong with him. So, I don't know. But now you're going to... So now you got that Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, which is great and weird and really disturbing. You have... That was set in, like, the 80s. Now you have this new Batman with... what's his... Sparkly Vampire Boy.
Oh, yeah.
You have that. And none of these are supposed to connect to that. So, I don't know. It's a giant mess. But...
I think they've screwed themselves.
Kind of.
Like, the way that Marvel has done it, I think the only drawback with the Marvel movies was that the very first Hulk, like...
Right. The first two. I mean, that first one with... Oh, who was it? It was... I can see his face. He used to be in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Yeah. And then he dropped. And
Edward
then
Norton.
He was the second one. That was the second movie he was in.
What was the first one?
The first one... Oh, God, what? Eric Bana. Eric Bana was the first Hulk.
Oh,
and then Ed Norton.
That doesn't work.
And Ed was great, but he had problems with the script. He was going to be in the whole Marvel universe, and then they all hated each other, so he dropped out because they.
Bad. So sad. I love Mark Ruffalo.
I know. I like Mark Ruffalo. Mark Ruffalo is the right call for that. So, speaking of hot messes, Tara Reid, we all know her.
Wait, though.
Yeah.
Tara Reid, the actress.
Yes. Not the one accusing Joe Biden, who's up for president.
We gotta specify because that name, who I think of, is the actress
Tara Reid, as in American Pie and Sharknado Tara Reid.
Yes,
as in National Lampoon's Van Wilder Tara Reid. That one is in talks to play Carol Baskin in the Tiger King movie along with Nick Cage.
That's actually kind of perfect.
Yeah, it really is. And she's 42, by the way. To make you feel old.
How old are we?
Right. Younger.
Oh, God.
But not much. That's what I'm saying. Like, she 42. She 42, and she's a hot mess, too. But perfect to play Carol Baskin. So.
Carol Baskin.
Jonah Hill has overtaken Samuel L. Jackson as the most foul-mouthed, vulgar actor in Hollywood, if you can possibly believe it. According to the research group Buzz Bingo, Jonah Hill used more profanity on film than any other actor ever. Hill's characters in total have cursed 376 times. Samuel Jackson, 295 times.
Who counts that kind of stuff?
Buzz Bingo have gone through all the movies. I don't know, but that's what they did, right? And honestly, in Wolf of Wall Street, there was like 700 total curse words, which is more than any other movie in history. And I bet you Jonah had half of those in that movie because it was just all swear words all the time.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You've seen Wolf of Wall Street? Actually, now I'm not going to give you crap for that one because I get you should.
I've wanted to.
It's supposed to. I know it came off like this kind of like serious film about a, you know, what. It's hilarious. It's a legit comedy.
I like, what's her name? Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Oh, God. What's Margot? Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah. I like her, too. A lot.
Gee, I wonder why. Maybe because she spends a lot of time on her eyebrows.
Because she's an accomplished actress who works very hard at her craft and is a wonderful character.
And has really nice eyebrows.
And she's really nice everything. The eyebrows. It's the whole package there.
Okay, that's enough. Jesus.
Yeah.
No, no. Ew, stop. Oh my God. Nope. Nope. We're done.
Creepy
we're
Pat's done. Out. Creepy Pat is out.
We're done. The good news is there's usually something good going on in the world, and the National Warplane Museum held a flyover for Western New York, the Finger Lakes, and Central New York on Saturday to honor those on the front lines of the coronavirus. It was called Operation Thanks from Above, and it was led by Whiskey 7, a Douglas C-47.
And they airdropped whiskey to all the first responders. No, if only they did that, right? That would have been even better. Did you see the plane? By any chance, did you see it?
I did not.
I didn't either, unfortunately. We just didn't get a chance to run out. But I everyone said it was really cool because this World War II plane flying over here was really neat. We told you a while back about Canastota farmer Travis Duffy. He's been on the edge of death, literally. His lungs were ravaged by coronavirus. This is a family man. He's got a daughter and a wife who was pregnant when he went into the hospital. Now, and by the way, she got coronavirus too. Good news, she got over it. Baby was born. And now, even better news, Travis is out of the hospital. He beat coronavirus after all.
Thank goodness.
And he finally got to meet that little boy of his, too. So, he's a hardworking dude. And obviously, we were praying and pulling for him. And it turns out he did pull through. So congrats to the Duffies. And we're happy for you, Travis. That's awesome. You have a beautiful family.
That's amazing. Shout out to the Gates Fire Department, who rescued a group of baby ducks from a storm drain on Saturday. Oh, firefighters quickly rescued them so they could be reunited with their mom. And earlier in the day, Gates of Fire also rescued a cat from a tree. So this is basically like the Leave It to Beaver fire department. They're right. Killing it.
Like they don't put out fires. It's Gates Animal Rescue at this point. I mean, that. I know. No, it's really cool of them to do that. And I mean, Gates is a hell of a place, but the firefighters and police officers there are wonderful people who deal with lots of interesting things. So cheers to them.
Mm-hmm.
Diet Bet Part 2. We try again. It's live. It's open. You can sign up for it. Amy, what's it called?
Quarantine 15 Part 2.
Part 2. Well, we got really creative with that name, didn't we? We really...
Super creative. I'm sorry. The Quarantine 15 just sounded so good.
It did. That we did it again.
It's the Quarantine 19, as in like COVID-19. That just doesn't have the flow.
No. We didn't want to remind people of the night. But there's enough things reminding you of that. So it's open. You can join as of today. It's $35 to get in. Mm-hmm. We don't like take that money. You put it into the pot. And then whoever loses a lot of weight, you can get all your money back. If you lose the weight you need to lose, you can win more if you lose more than that. How much do you have to lose, give or take? What is it? What percentage?
That's the really good thing about this particular program. It's 4% of your body weight.
Okay.
And if every single person hits their goal, everybody gets their money back. So it's the diet bet doesn't take a cut.
Okay, so that means whoever signs up, you better lose. That includes me this time. Because there's only one of us in this room.
No, it's fine. I'm looking forward to taking your money again. Let's do that.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to not having that happen this time. Thank you very much. Okay. Here's the thing. A lot of us have been home and stuck home and whatever it may be. And it is easy to eat Oreos when you are stuck at home. It is surprisingly how unhealthy we are stuck at home, I've found.
It's funny that you say that. I just saw, I think it was probably a TikTok, but this woman's like pretending to be Maury. And it's like, you said if you were given enough time that your apartment would be clean. That's a lie. You said that you would work out provided you didn't come home tired from work every afternoon. The test determined that was a lie.
Like, oh my God.
You said you were going to eat healthy because you would have time to meal plan. When you weren't working, the tests also discovered that was a lie.
Yeah,
like, that's all true.
It is. It's funny. I was laid off in January before any of this stuff happened. And I actually was on a very nice trend. I had I was a good month in to the whole thing when the quarantine happened. And now I like the gym. I like lifting weights, and I like that. So that is the best thing I can do for my body, because my God, I hate jogging. It's just so boring. It takes forever. But you can't do that right now. So it became, if I can be honest, and I'm really not trying to make excuses because it is an excuse, but no, I got it became depressing because you're sitting there and you're watching the world fall apart. Nothing's open, and I'm a social guy. I like being out, and I can't even go to lunch with people. You can't go to the gym, and that hurts. And like, on top of that, I'm watching the job market literally die. And I don't have a job now, like when this all happened. It was already hard enough to find a job before all this for me, working in radio and having 1,500 people laid off all in one day. It's kind of a problem. So I just was kind of like, all right, F it. Oh, I'm gonna lay here. I'm just gonna eat like I used to, because I guess I just don't care anymore. Like, that's really what happened.
You're gonna have to beep this out, but it is this o'clock. Like, that's like, that's, yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, that's what it was. And you know, it just became that. So now stuff's starting to reopen. I'm doing some part-time work, so I'm actually working a little bit here and there. It's not exactly paying bills like crazy, but it's something, and that's good. We're doing this podcast. We started doing this podcast, which has been good. Yeah. So there's routines happening and things happening and progress and momentum. So it's like, okay, maybe not. And also, I'm friggin' not sick for the first time in a month and a half, which is also nice. Or at least not mostly. There's still a little bit in there, but I can work through it. So I feel like this is the time now. We've all gotten used to the whole thing. We've all been cooped up. We're all looking in the mirror going, oh my God, I look bad for public.
Yeah.
Again, not for yourself, for public, for others. So I just had to take the dig. I'm sorry.
We really need to start like recording video on this, because I feel like my facial expressions are gold.
I have to create some kind of audio thing that shows that lets people hear your expression, because it's just fantastic. The clear just dead face of I'm gonna kill you and everyone you love is just beautiful.
I would let them live.
That's true. You should. They're nice. I'm the problem here. It's true.
You said it.
I did. Well, the truth is the truth here. You got to know yourself, Amy. You got
to
know yourself.
Facts to facts.
That's right. This is the time. We're going to do it this time. I feel good. In terms of motivation, cut something out of your diet that you know is bad. Soda of any variety. Chips, you know, like that. Just one thing. Just cut one thing out, I think, is a good start. And do one little bit of exercise, then more than you would twice a week.
I have one of those boards where you can, you know, like write quotes, or you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, it's like a black background.
Live,
it's like
laugh, the little love. White letters.
No, I hate that.
Dance like no one's watching.
Hate it. Hate it. It's not what I mean.
Good.
The little white letters.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. It looks like a little marquee almost.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
I have one by my back door. And what it says right now is a little progress each day adds up to big results.
And it does. It's good.
So
I like
that's it. That's how I'm going into this one.
Right.
I will not be waiting
right.
to do a crash diet in the last 2 weeks. I need to start day one, which is today. And it takes 21 days to create a habit.
Yes. So this is about that amount of time. So, in fact, it's that exact amount of time, isn't it? Or no, it's 28 days, right? It's four weeks. So it's 28 days. So 3 weeks is all I need to get through. I have also created a vision board for myself that I can write on.
I love doing that.
Mine says, I like yours. Yours is really motivating. Mine says, get your fat ass off the effing couch and stop eating like a douchebag.
Well, you know, if that's the kick in the pants you need.
Words for life.
Then sure.
Words for life.
Words to live by.
Amy, what'd you learn today?
I don't know, Pat. Maybe you should just tell me what I learned today, because that's the trend for Monday, apparently.
I would never do that. I would never tell you what you learned. I respect you as a woman. You can't.
Okay.
I do respect you as a woman. I do.
Well, of course you do.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you learn?
That the Gates Fire Department is amazing. And that they save ducks and cats. And I want to go there because I love a good fireman story, firefighter story.
I learned that, you know what? That women absolutely only do things physically for themselves and not for others. They do it to feel beautiful on the inside and outside, and they don't do it for other people.
You still deserve a slap in the mouth because of how you just said that. You don't mean it.
Listen.
You don't mean it. You're choking. You're choking on your words right now. I can tell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's a lying face right there. I see it. I seize it.
Thanks for listening.
Today's one of those days. Good God.
We are on 315live.com, the 315 Live app. At 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. is when we stream live. You can also get us on demand for free on that very website. Also, anywhere you get podcasts, iHeartRadio, the Spreaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're all on there. Just search Mornings with Pat. And you can subscribe and listen for free. We post every single weekday when I'm not sick or we're not lazy, which is most of the time. Yeah, it's all on me. It's never been on Amy, and that's 100% factual. I'm not sarcastic about that at all. That's 100% true. Nor am I sarcastic about anything ever. So, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And we will see you tomorrow morning.
Please call your local radio stations and request us. Please ask them to pay us money. That would be nice. Bye.